You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 34, we discuss the power of forgiveness. Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson, and we are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company that's dedicated to helping women overcome, all from the comfort of a cozy sofa. And today we're going to actually talk about a topic that is one, honestly, that Mandy and I have been avoiding for a little while.
I don't know why.
Probably because it's a topic a lot of people want to avoid. But we're going to talk about forgiveness, and specifically the power of forgiveness. Now, Mandy, you talk about this in your book.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
There's a whole chapter on forgiveness in my book. What? The book that's already written.
The book that's already written.
Not the one I'm writing right now.
What do you talk about, and why is forgiveness such a powerful thing?
Well, I have here an excerpt from chapter 4 in my book. It's called In Sickness and in Health, Lessons Learned on the Journey from Cystic Fibrosis to Total Health. And forgiveness is one of those things that really is part of a holistic, healthy lifestyle.
Right.
And so I'm just going to read to you what I wrote in that chapter, and then we're going to kind of turn this into a coaching call between the two of us.
Yeah, so that our listeners can learn. It's going to be a little different call.
It's going to be raw and vulnerable. So here we go. This is from chapter 4. Forgiveness is a powerful thing. In fact, it's so powerful and so simple that most of us don't even realize it is a tool we can use to improve the quality of our lives. Often, it's the most important tool. Research has proven that the ability to forgive can begin the process of healing from many terminal diseases such as cancer, lupus, and even Crohn's disease. And that's just to name a few. In my own personal journey of forgiveness, every single time someone said or did something that made me feel inferior or reminded me of cystic fibrosis, I would get offended and I would begin to resent them and judge them. And when it came down to it, the biggest person that I held resentment, judgment, and unforgiveness toward was myself. I'll never forget the day that I looked in the mirror, straight into my own eyes, and said out loud, "Mandy, I forgive you for giving up and for thinking that you weren't good enough. I forgive you for the years you believed the words of death spoken over your life, and I forgive you for not believing in yourself. I forgive you, I release you, and I bless you, and I renounce all judgments I have toward you. I'm proud of you, Mandy, and you're going to make it. You are good enough." To my surprise, big tears started rolling down my cheeks, and I cried for several minutes after that. But then I felt lighter. Guys, forgiveness is serious stuff. It must become a daily part of our lives if we want to succeed. Until the day we die, people will say or do things that hurt us. But the great news is, we can choose if we're going to let that slow us down or not. We don't have to carry the baggage with us everywhere we go. We can choose the beautiful path of forgiveness. The first step to walking by faith and not by sight.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. I love your writing anyway, but it's so true what you're saying about forgiveness. And often we ask our own clients many questions when it comes to forgiveness, because usually that's the first step that needs to happen before breakthrough can happen in your life and you can move forward into the future and the goals that you have.
It is.
For yourself. And today you have a little bit of a coaching session
I
that you've put together here for us to go through.
I do.
Why? And because, you know, we do teach what we
do.
What we walk through.
And I figured it might be easier for somebody listening in to really understand how to apply forgiveness to themselves if they listen to you and I coaching each other through it. Because even though you might know how to forgive and you might believe that forgiveness is important, that doesn't mean it's always easy or the first thing you go to when you're hurt.
No.
It usually isn't. It's always a choice.
It's never the first thing that I go to. And I've been honest about admitting that is never the first thought in my mind is to go towards forgiveness. I'm getting there way faster than I used to because I do practice it.
Yep.
But that's not my natural instinct.
It isn't.
To think, oh, I should totally forgive them because I bet they didn't mean it.
Yes.
That's not where
and
I naturally
go. When we did our Beautiful Wholeness coaching program for women, our like 3-month intensive program, which we will be revamping a little bit for 2015 and doing it differently.
Right.
We spent 2 weeks on the topic of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We spent the first week on the beautiful path of forgiveness, really going through what I shared here. And then you shared a little bit about forgiving the woman in the mirror.
Right.
And just all the things that we have to forgive. And so the question we always get asked is, how do you forgive? Mm-hmm. What are the steps to that? And if you listen to this podcast again, really listen to what I said about myself. Mm-hmm. That's a step
right
there.
Right.
There's a script right there that
there
I
is.
Gave you.
You can put your name into it.
You can put your name into it. You can change the circumstances a little bit, but that's really what it is. You have to speak it out loud. Mm-hmm. You have to get to the point of realizing what have you been holding against yourself or others.
Right.
But there are some questions that we ask our clients. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to ask this to each other. So I'm going to play coach first. And Rachel, you can play coach second. So okay. Rachel, the first question is, in what ways has unforgiveness held you captive?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways that unforgiveness has held me captive personally. And I feel like I've shared this before, that forgiveness was not an easy concept for me. Mm-hmm. I am naturally a little more like my grandma. Mm-hmm. And her name is Geraldine, and I sometimes say that my Geraldine is showing when I decide that I have a little harder time forgiving somebody. And mm-hmm. I tend to go a little bit more towards the bitterness and the resentment. And I've had to kind of beat that out of myself because it does keep you stuck. Mm-hmm. It keeps you hurt for a really long time. And you know what? Something that really happened in my life is that it kept the good things from coming.
Yes.
It kept me from getting close to people that wanted to be close to me. And it kept mm-hmm. me isolated for a really long time because I couldn't forgive. And sometimes the people who wanted to be part of my life weren't people I was mad at. It wasn't people that I wasn't forgiving for something. But when you have unforgiveness in one area of your life, it will touch into mm-hmm. all other areas. And so I think for me, that's one of the ways that really held me captive, is it stopped me from having healthy relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about forgiving, just forgiveness in general, how do you feel about forgiving yourself, number one, and then forgiving others?
Well, I think for me, it's easier to think of forgiving others mm-hmm. first, because for me, it's a lot harder to forgive myself. And I think a lot of people can understand that, because I think we are our own worst critics.
Yep.
If we fail at something, or if we drop the ball, it's a lot harder for us to admit. It's a lot harder for me to admit that I failed at something, or that, mm-hmm. you know, it used to even be hard for me to say I was sorry, just to even mm-hmm. say the words. And, you know, I feel like I've done a lot of hard work to learn how to do that a little bit quicker. But for me, forgiving others is something that really helps me take my power back in the situation. Because if I hold on to that unforgiveness, if I hold on to the situation, whether they're sorry or not, it keeps me stuck. And a lot of times when it comes right down to it with others, we don't always get the apology that we mm-hmm. thought we should get. We don't always get to have the closure.
Right.
We don't always get to say the things that we wanted to say to them, maybe face to face. And in my own life, a lot of times forgiveness of other people looks like a letter. A lot mm-hmm. of times I write this stuff out first. Sometimes I give them the letter. Sometimes it's just something that needs to work through my own heart. But when it came to forgiving myself, I put that off for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of freedom after I finally did. I did not have a script that I wrote out so eloquently like you did. And, you know, so I can't really give them specific details of how I did that. I think forgiveness is a choice. And I had to start choosing to forgive whether I felt like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that crosses into both forgiving others and forgiving yourself.
It really does. And, you know, I didn't just sit there one day and think, oh, I need a script for
right.
this. It just happened because I had been working with a business coach, and she taught forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Dani Johnson did. And so that was something that kind of started from her and then grew into, well, this is what I had to say in my own life.
Right.
So that's not something that I necessarily coined myself, but
no.
It is something that I teach others
right.
because it does help.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't know what to say
mm-hmm.
or they don't know what that looks like
mm-hmm.
or they think, well, I should feel it before I say it. And no,
right.
you
and
won't feel it.
That's one of the things that that I think we really need to understand when it comes to forgiveness of yourself or forgiveness of others. You're not going to feel it first. If you wait until you feel it, it's going to be too late or never.
Right.
When you feel like, because some things happen in life that you're never going to really feel like you have to forgive that person. Forgiveness right. is really more about you than it is about the other person. And I have walked through with clients where I have them write out that list to that person. Mm-hmm. That person's never going to see it, but writing down the things that hurt you, writing down the things that you can't seem to quite get over. And I've done this with you know, for myself as well, besides with clients. And you speak that out loud and then we burn it because mm-hmm. it is a choice. We're remembering what happened. We don't forget what right. happened. And we're acknowledging that we were hurt. We're acknowledging mm-hmm. that things happened. But we're making the choice, and it's yes. a very public way, you know, even if you're by yourself when you do it, but writing that stuff down and then burning it. Mm-hmm. And it's that first step towards saying, all right, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done with this. This is my first step forward. No, I don't feel like it yet, but I'm going to choose to walk this path
right.
of forgiveness.
Absolutely. So then the last question that we ask people, and you don't have to answer this today because it's such a vulnerable question, but the last question that we ask is, are there people that come to mind right now that you need to begin forgiving today? And also, if so, who is it? So you write that down. Mm-hmm. And then be vulnerable enough to say, is it myself
right.
too?
Right.
So those are kind of the three questions. Do you want to turn around and be my coach for sure. a few moments?
One thing I'm going to say too about this forgiving the people that you need to forgive today, sometimes you have to choose to forgive that same person yes. over and over and over again every single yes. day. That's made by the same person on the list mm-hmm. for a really long time, because sometimes there are seasons of difficulty in your life with a friend, with a spouse, where you have to choose literally every single day to keep forgiving, even though they keep messing up maybe mm-hmm. in your eyes or keep choosing to hurt you in some way. And so sometimes it is a daily choice.
Yeah,
that very often. I'm going to forgive the same person just like I had to yesterday. Mm-hmm. So okay, Mandy, in what ways has unforgiveness held you captive in your life?
I can tend to be very similar to you, Rachel, where it'll keep me bitter. Mm-hmm. But it also, my bitterness doesn't always come out like I'm just angry. It's more like, well, I'm just not going to deal with them.
Right.
Like I write people
Avoidance.
Off. Avoidance. There okay. you go. And, but it really just ultimately keeps me from moving forward. And I love how you brought up writing a letter and burning it, because we went on a very therapeutic road trip last week.
Yes, we did.
And the whole theme of the road trip, we won't get into it quite yet, maybe someday we will, but the whole theme had to do with forgiveness mm-hmm. and had to do with moving forward. And there was a situation in my own life that I realized that unforgiveness had held me captive for 14 years.
Right.
With a specific situation, and the ways that it held me captive was it started showing up in my marriage. It mm-hmm. started showing up in how I viewed myself.
Right.
And it really stopped me from some really good things mm-hmm. that aren't bad, that I didn't have to punish myself for anymore. Mm-hmm. And so really just being able to forgive myself. And it wasn't even so much forgiving the other person for that circumstance. Mm-hmm. It really was all me.
Right.
It really was forgiving myself.
Right. You let yourself out of the jail cell.
Totally. Totally. And yeah, there were some things that came up where I realized I had been hurt from somebody, and that's why I had, you know, put up this huge wall. Mm-hmm. But I had forgiven that person years ago.
Right.
But what I didn't realize was that I forgot to forgive myself mm-hmm. for the whole situation in general. Mm-hmm. And so it does keep you stuck. And it keeps you stuck from things that you aren't even aware of at the time.
Right.
A lot of times you don't even realize that the root problem to some of the things that happen in our work life, in our marriage, in relationships, the root problem is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness.
Right. Absolutely.
Not forgiving. You need to forgive. Like, that's the root problem.
Right. Absolutely. So you've talked about this already a little bit, but the question is how you feel about forgiving yourself and about forgiving others.
I think that this whole habit of forgiving others has become easier for me in the fact that I get to it faster, like you said. Mm-hmm. there are a lot of times where the way that I go through forgiveness is I write it down in my journal.
Right.
And so I might not always write a similar script for a person of what I'm forgiving them for. Sometimes I just write the name and then I write a check mark mm-hmm. when I've said something out loud.
Right.
But looking back in some of my journals over the last 4 years, like there are pages where it's like, oh, that same person every day.
Right.
For like a week at a time or months at a time sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so it does have to be a daily thing. And I think there are different layers to forgiveness when it comes to others and yourself. But I think the one that it's also hard for me to forgive myself first because I don't realize that that's usually the person mm-hmm. that I'm most upset with.
Right. Right.
Is myself or I'm most irritated with. Not even really upset, just like, why can't I get it together this mm-hmm. time? You know, like those are the thoughts that I bury. Sometimes those are all my thoughts
those
on forgiveness,
are all your thoughts.
But I think it really is something that needs to become a habit.
Mm-hmm. And it has to, because forgiveness is a choice. And so mm-hmm. because you can't wait for your feelings to catch up with your choices, you have to have a habit of doing
yes.
it. And eventually with the habit of forgiveness, this thing that happens miraculously, because it's only through God,
right?
You actually start to feel forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And at some weird point along the way, you actually start praying for that person.
Yes.
Or you start praying for the other people in their lives that good things would start happening mm-hmm. to them. And it's very strange when that starts happening where an enemy all of a sudden turns into a friend again. And maybe not the same friend that you had before.
Right.
But you can see them in a different way.
Yeah.
And you can forgive and let go and let that relationship get some healing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think is so interesting when it comes to forgiveness is we've been recording all day today.
Mm-hmm.
We've recorded 5 episodes and we had a conversation with a guest who I think is on next week, and we talked about humility.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize about forgiveness and what I find so fascinating is that when you start to walk in the habit of forgiveness and you really do make it a habit to not only forgive other people but also yourself,
mm-hmm.
it makes you it makes you humble.
Mm-hmm.
Without even realizing it.
Right.
And you get to a point where you can admit your responsibility in things
mm-hmm.
and you're okay with that.
Right.
But you can tell the people who don't do it because they won't say they're sorry. They
mm-hmm.
won't admit fault.
Mm-hmm.
They won't look at things from your point of view.
Right.
They'll just stay stuck
mm-hmm.
because they have not forgiven.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Or they'll use excuses or whatever. And you don't need the other person's permission.
Right.
To offer forgiveness.
No,
not at all. You don't need the
other
person to even accept it graciously. They don't even have to know
right.
that you have to forgive them. But it all comes down to the choice. And so
it does. And this exercise is something that you can do in your own journal time. And so we really do encourage you to do that, to go back and listen to it and mm-hmm. write down these questions that we asked each other. Because those are the questions that you should get in the habit of asking yourself and yep. just begin journaling through that and really harnessing the power of forgiveness.
And those questions again are, in what ways has unforgiveness held you captive? How do you feel about forgiving yourself? And how do you feel about forgiving others? And are there people that come to mind right now that you need to begin forgiving today? And forgiveness and feeding your mind with truth really go hand in hand. And you must feed your mind with truth and focus on truth daily, especially when you're walking through forgiveness, especially when you're walking through a situation where the other person might not be sorry or there's no way to get an apology. And you need to get your heart in the habit of forgiveness. And we really do have a tool that can help you do this. And it's our 7-day free coaching program called Feed Your Mind with Truth. And you can find that at our website at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we really want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We really look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.